This is The Bird Show.
All right, not exactly my cup of tea, gotta tell you. But my wife loves the musical. Hayden loves musicals, and Hollis will go wherever we go. So we ended up over at the Fabulous Fox watching Mary Poppins over the weekend. 2.5, 3 hours. The family really enjoyed it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you're always supercocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It should be in the head. So I thought, okay, for 3 hours, I can jump on the grenade here. Man, it's Mother's Day weekend. It's family. Everybody's happy. Let's go see Mary Poppins.
Yep.
So I went, and it wasn't awful, but it's not my cup of tea.
You should have put a spoonful of sugar in there.
Yeah, no. What's wrong with you?
The problem has become after Mary Poppins, because I thought you do your time, you get over, you go to dinner. Well, I didn't realize that Stacy bought the soundtrack to Mary Poppins.
That's great.
So every time we're in the car together now, it's a cranked up sing-along to Mary Poppins songs.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Just like this.
Mary.
We talk about this off air. Like,
Mary holds your hand. You feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
I can't take it anymore.
My only escape is in here.
But see, the thing is we talked before about how your family is not like traditional families.
It wasn't a healthy family.
And so what you missed was those trips to musicals and how that's part of childhood. It's all these musicals and the soundtracks and it connects to your childhood.
Please find me one straight man that was excited to go to Mary Poppins and has been upset.
There'll be plenty of straight guys. Seriously. Because if they enjoy... Yes. Sorry, guys. If because a lot of times a father will enjoy seeing their children have a good time instead of being so miserable. That's a father enjoying it for their kid.
Exactly what I did.
But they don't complain about it after the fact.
I wasn't complaining about the show. I was complaining about the constant singing going on afterwards. The soundtrack cranked up.
Bert is just annoyed that when they're driving Hayden to his planning meetings for the Pride Parade, they've got Mary Poppins into the car.
See, I don't understand why everything has to turn into this. You're not a man if you like musicals.
It's Mary Poppins.
You want me to be something I'm not. I'm not going to.
But you don't represent every straight man in America.
It's not like he was at Wicked or Les Mis. Or some other musical that's like at least got a testosterone element. It's about a nanny who can fly with an umbrella.
I didn't complain through the show. I sat there and I enjoyed my family enjoying it.
You know what you need, Bert? Just a spoonful of sugar. Makes the medicine go down.
So here's a snapshot of my life. Stacy jacked up her car again, so it's in the shop, right?
Oh my God.
The rental that we have now is a minivan. So for the last 3 days, our minivan has been cruising around with the soundtrack of Mary Poppins as loud as it'll go.
Good.
And it's just been a snapshot of my life.
That is a snapshot of your life.
Just because you're a dad doesn't mean you have to totally enjoy Mary Poppins.
What about the Lion King? Young boy growing up to take over the jungle. Not a flying nanny. Hello.
Whatever.
Eat some sugar.
Hey, Mandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, I was just going to tell you, I went with a group of girls to go see Mary Poppins last week on Thursday night, and sitting in front of us were two straight guys.
Hello.
By themselves?
With each other, but they were straight. They were not there as a couple.
Yep, they were. just so you know, you were thinking, hey, I could set them up with my friend, and unless your friend's name is Dave, Steve, or Eric, no, you couldn't.
Those guys were not straight.
Right.
Are you sure?
Spoonful of sugar wasn't the only thing going down that night.
I don't know if they thought
when they were going to be meeting dates there, because there was a lot of checking phones, and their body language seemed a little uncomfortable once it started.
Right, because it was their first date.
Don't argue with them.
You know what they did is they said, hey, listen, I'm married, you're married. We don't want our wives to know that we're, venturing over to the other side. Where can we go where we won't be spotted?
Y'all are testosterone you straight guys. We get it.
Down low Poppins.
We got it.
Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that I did musicals in high school and everything. Mm-hmm. But, Bert, you're right. You still represent all straight dudes. We don't want to go see that stuff.
You go because your family wants to go, and you enjoy it because your family is enjoying it. But you're going to find very few dudes that actually want to go see Mary Poppins. I'm sorry, Melissa. That is
reality. It doesn't bother me.
Because you're not a straight man.
It doesn't bother me at all.
You're not straight or a man.
Correct.
Hey, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
What's funny is I actually love Mary Poppins more than my wife and kids do.
Whoa.
See, thank you for calling.
How about, do you like it more than your new husband?
Hey, now, there are plenty of straight guys. I mean, every time I hear Chim Chimity, Chim Chimity, Chim Chim Chiroo, tears well up in my eyes.
Okay, I'm just saying you're the only one calling. That's all I'm saying.
He's the only one strong enough in his manhood to admit it.
Do you sing
I'm
that
six
song?
Foot six, and I'm black, and I love Mary Poppins.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Do you sing
black,
that?
Straight, and he loves Mary Poppins.
That Chim Chimmery song when he's fixing things around the house?
So his whole life is a musical?
Right.
And we found two. I think there's another. And then we'll be on.
See.
Soulmates.
Hey, Billy, good morning.
Morning.
Hello,
hey.
Sir.
Yeah, I'm straight as I can be, man. I love musicals. I like that show Glee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think the world would be a better place if everybody just sang instead of talking.
Thank you.
Do you want to end this phone call in song?
Which Mary Poppins song?
I love the Bert Show, Sitting in Traffic. Great.
Love Woo! It. Okay. Good for you.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert.
I can't do it anymore.
It's the Bert Show.